And in the garment factory, there were about 10 women who were hunched over their machines. The lighting was very dim, and there was garbage all about the floor. And I thought, it's when women like these stand up and fight for themselves that there really will be fundamental change. And so I thought, well, maybe I could organize them, and I could do it from within.
Fashion is so much more than the fabric that we wear.
Unfortunately, a lot of the countries where the garment industry is located are among the countries that are most affected by the climate crisis. So we're seeing heat in factories where workers do not have enough protection, not have enough breaks, access to water, no cooling mechanisms.
It's about desire and self-expression.
And the reality is that many products are completely over-engineered for what consumers need anyway. So we've been covering things in PFAS for decades now because the highest level was possible, not necessarily because it was needed.
It's about workers, chemicals, transparency, and consumption.
I think we've taken for granted that sustainability is a good thing at the core. We've taken for granted, you know, in the similar way that democracy is a good thing. And now that they're being challenged, we have to define really specifically what is it that we're needing to achieve.
We're here to tell you the stories behind your clothes. I'm Claire Press, host of The Fashion Stitch, a new podcast on fabrics, facts, and feelings, where we look behind the scenes of sustainability in fashion. We're bringing you insider knowledge from experts in the field and stories from people who know what it's like to stand up to the fashion system. From Ghana and Turkey to Los Angeles, New York, and Bangladesh. The Fashion Stitch is coming on October 1st. Listen in your favorite podcast app and don't miss the first episode.